The New York Jets select Ahmed Wilkerson,
Sheldon Richardson,
Leonard Williams,
Darren Lee, Jamal Adams, defensive back, LSU.
We're here with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, a former Jets intern who's made his way to Jets camp. What brought you out here today?
We go around to a lot of camps and get a chance to chat with players and coaches and general managers and most importantly our fans. We had a fan forum where the fans had a chance to ask questions of myself and a couple of players and Matt Forte and Jamal, and that was great.
What were some of your takeaways from that interaction you had with the Jets Nation? Like you said, you were up there at the front of the auditorium with Jamal Adams and Matt Forte.
Well, you know, I think I always take away is, one, the passion that they have for the game. They love the game. And I think the second part of that is that they really understand the game and they want to talk about football.
When you think about the Jets, as far as your career is concerned, what comes to mind?
I think two things. It was a great opportunity for me to get club experience. Not many of us had that in the league office at the time. And to understand the vibe and the rhythm and being able to experience that was helpful to me in my career. And the second was the relationship with the players. As an intern, I was very close to the players. I keep those relationships to this day, and they're real important to me.
Who were some of those guys that you developed the relationships with and you've kept to this day?
Klecko and Harper, Kenny O'Brien. I mean, the guys that were on that team, some of the coaches, you know, they're all people that I keep in touch with, and when I see them, it's like I never left.
Quickly, I wanted to ask you about some of the rule changes this year. What can fans expect as far as player celebrations are concerned?
Well, probably the unexpected. This came from the players. They wanted the opportunity to be able to show their individuality, to show their passion, but do it within limitations. And when I talked to dozens of players about this, they understood that sportsmanship was a priority and that they weren't going to cross that line. The second, that they wanted to make sure that it reflected well on themselves, their families, the team, the NFL, and their communities. And I think they understand that. And I think while they'll be creative, I think it'll stay within those boundaries and it'll be something that the fans will enjoy, and I know the players will.
One of the number one things that you've been working on for a while now is a player safety. And you talked about just how much goes into the research and where the league is at continuing to and trying to find out as much information as you can to help the players, and also the enhancements in equipment over the years. Can you talk about that?
Player health and safety is our priority. I think it comes in a lot of different forms. One is rule changes. We've had 47 rule changes that have been designed primarily to promote health and safety of our players. And they've also made our game better. And I believe we can make our game safer and better at the same time. Second is investing a great deal into research so that we understand. We've invested close to $200 million to make sure we understand brain injury and other injuries more clearly and can do the right things for our players. And third is trying to develop better and more sophisticated equipment, particularly with technology. Technology that could be used in the helmet, as an example, to absorb the impacts better, differently, and have a better health consequence for our players. Those are things that I think we're seeing as a real significant change, in addition to the culture change.
And lastly, it's only about a month away until the regular season, which is unbelievable. What are you most excited about for this coming season?
You know, I think a lot of the excitement comes from not knowing what to expect. The league is so competitive right now that you don't know who's going to emerge as the surprise team this year, or you don't know who's going to emerge as the great players that are going to have great performances. And that's great for our fans. It gives hope, it gives excitement, it gives them variety. And I hope some of the changes that we've made, whether it's the game presentation, whether it's the celebrations, we'll just add some additional benefits to that also.
Well, we're looking forward to it. We thank you for your time today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.